from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Rescue workers in Northern California are using cadaver-sniffing dogs to search for bodies in the ruins of homes burned to the ground by wildfires. The fires north of San Francisco have killed 31 people since Sunday, while hundreds are missing or unaccounted for, according to Sonoma County Sheriff Robert Giordano.
As of this morning, we have 900 missing persons reports. We have found 437 of them safe, just communication issues. Cell surface still having problems. People have been evacuated from multiple areas. They're just not connecting with their family. So 437 of the 900 are safe. 463 are still outstanding.
22 fires were burning Thursday, with firefighters partially containing just one. More than 75,000 hectares have burned so far, including some of Northern California's world-famous vineyards and wineries. At least 3,500 homes and businesses are destroyed. All that remains of some neighborhoods are a few blackened chimneys and charred trees and burned-out cars. President Donald Trump is lashing out at hurricane-devastated Puerto Rico. He's insisting that federal help will be limited, and he's blaming the U.S. territory for its financial struggles. The broadside comes as the House heads toward passage of a $36.5 billion disaster aid package, including assistance for Puerto Rico. U.S. stock indexes retreated from their record highs on Thursday as retailers and media companies declined and investors shrugged at quarterly reports from a few big banks. You're listening to VOA News. A U.S.-Canadian couple and their three children were apparently still in Pakistan late Thursday, preparing to return to the West after 5 years in Taliban captivity. President Donald Trump praised the release of the family and called the development a positive moment in U.S.-Pakistan relations.
We hope to see this type of cooperation and teamwork in helping secure the release of remaining hostages and in our future joint counterterrorism operations.
Acting on a tip from U.S. intelligence, Pakistani troops rescued U.S. national Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband, Joshua Boyle, from the Kuram tribal region near the Afghan border Wednesday. Coleman and Boyle went missing while backpacking in Afghanistan in 2012. The Afghan Taliban later claimed responsibility for kidnapping them. President Trump, frustrated by congressional failures to overhaul national health care policy, signed an executive order Thursday aimed at making lower-cost, reduced-benefit health insurance more readily accessible for consumers.
It directs the Department of Health and Human Services, the Treasury, and the Department of Labor to take action to increase competition, increase choice, and increase access to lower-priced, high-quality health care options.
Trump staged a White House event with small business owners who could benefit from his order. He said his changes will end the, quote, nightmare of Obamacare, the popular term for the Affordable Care Act that was former President Barack Obama's signature legislative achievement. The Myanmar army chief told the U.S. ambassador that Rohingya Muslims are not native to the country. Andrew Palchevsky has the story.
Myanmar General Min Aung Hlaing apparently did not address accusations of abuses by his men when he met with U.S. Ambassador Scott Marciel and said the media was complicit in exaggerating the number of refugees fleeing. Thousands of Rohingya left the Rakhine state Thursday, aiming to reach Bangladesh by boat, citing a shortage of food and fears of repression. A Myanmar official said people were leaving, but he dismissed the suggestion hunger and intimidation were factors. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has described the government's operations as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing and said the action appeared to be a cynical ploy to forcibly transfer large numbers of people without the possibility of return. Andrew Palchesky, VOA News.
A top Facebook executive says ads linked to Russia trying to influence the U.S. presidential election should absolutely be released to the public, along with information on whom the ads were targeting. Previously, Facebook declined to make the ads public. While Facebook's chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, now favors the release, she didn't say when the company would do so. I'm Lori London.
That's the latest world news from VOA.